It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and we begin with a correction to a report that aired yesterday on the hidden treasures in presidential libraries.
Chuck Rosen writes, "There's nothing more disheartening than hearing your city mistaken for another city. Harriet Baskus mentioned the location of the Richard Nixon Presidential Library, but she placed it in Loma Linda, California, not where it truly is, Yorba Linda, California."
Our report on the popularity of First Lady Laura Bush on the campaign trail brought some critiques.
"I sense that you're sliding into the home and garden style of programming," wrote listener Bud Maddox of Queensbury, New York. "What was that cream puff piece about? I felt underserved by that article. What happened to a critical look at what she's saying?"
And Susan Waros of Huntington Woods, Michigan adds, "Was my radio in some sort of time warp, transporting me to a genteel ladies' radio show of the 1950s? I may drink tea while I listen to NPR, but I'd like my news a little stronger."
Many of you took offense when commentator Gwen Macsai jokingly suggested all married women at some point wish their husbands dead. Listener Nancy Farrell summed up several of your responses with these words about the commentary: "Stupidly stereotypical and hurtful to a widow who wishes so badly to have that, quote, oblivious husband back again. Why bother broadcasting such nonsense?"
A few listeners sent suggestions for additional features on the TV Be Gone. That's a remote control designed to turn off any television in a public space. We talked with the inventor, Mitch Altman, this week.
Carol Buck of Alexandria, Virginia writes, "Kudos to Mitch Altman. Please ask him to immediately begin working on a remote that will turn down the loud music we're forced to listen to in every shopping mall and store across the country. After he's done that, I would like a device that will block cell phone calls. I promise to only use it when the users are talking so loudly that they disturb everyone within a 25-foot radius of their inane conversation."
And Max Allstad of Oakland, California says, "I was delighted to hear about TV Be Gone. I've been waiting for a product like this for years. The problem is, most people I know don't tend to unconsciously leave their TVs on. Like me, they tend to unconsciously leave NPR on. I'm serious. I know many people who do this for hours and hours every day. You can see where I'm going with this. I want an NPR Be Gone."
And speaking of clever ideas, a few of you also wrote in with alternative methods for clearing a prairie dog infestation. Bones in a Santa Fe cemetery are being exhumed by local prairie dogs. We talked to the president of the cemetery's preservation society.
Angie Lines of Harrodsburg, Kentucky, once heard of someone who had invented a prairie dog vacuum. "I believe he used a tanker truck of some sort, vacuumed the prairie dogs up without harm, and would resettle them elsewhere."
There were also these suggestions: sending in ferrets, sending in badgers, letting us all accept and coexist, and creating an underground bomb with calcium carbide pellets.
Those ideas came from Cliff Hendrickson of Pendleton, Oregon, a listener who gives his name as Tony from Texas, Gary Davis of Warrenville, Illinois, and Val Grivskoff of Anchorage, Alaska. Send us your tall tales and your ingenuity. Write to atc@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.